I laughed when I saw the gospel this morning. But I also remembered something from seminary. One of the classes you can take in seminary is preaching the pastoral offices. It's baptism, marriage, burial services. I didn't take it, but my classmates who did got very interested, go with interested, in the sermon my friend Andrew wrote for class, but he was thinking about the upcoming baptism of his daughter. He starts it off and he keeps going and he talks about how in baptism they were going to light this child on fire. And everyone got very upset. Because that's a slightly disturbing image to use in baptism. But it's accurate. They got all so upset, I finally said, Andrew, you have to send me the sermon. I need to read this. And it was a gorgeous sermon. Talking about how his daughter, Esme, who was adorable, of course, had been born while we were at seminary, was to be lit on fire and to be a witness to the world. So we start the reading, and Jesus is talking about the fire he has to kindle. Now, you all know that the fire and the warmth of God's love was kindled in you, many of you here in this place. And we've talked a little bit, we were talking at breakfast this morning, about how hard that can be, especially for young people, to take back home and continue to feel the warmth and the light and to tell other people and to live like that is still true. But it is. You all are here as proof that it is. Riley put together the last vlog with some of your stories about how much Camp Marshall and the experience here has continued to mean to you. The fire has been lit. It can be hard. We don't get consumed by it quite the same way. Sort of thinking of Moses and the burning bush that was burning but not consumed. But we can feel like we run out of fuel. It's part of what I heard you saying this week, and it gets harder to live like camp is still true the further away you get from camp. It's one of the reasons I'm so happy we do this weekend, where you can all come back and tell your stories and remember what it is to be here, to feel the warmth of the fire of Christ closely. And the challenge still is to embrace that fire and to carry it out with you. As I know you do, because those are some of the stories you have told too, of seeing each other, of the importance of finding other people who have either been here or who have had similar experiences other places, where it is easier to be on fire together. Amen. Prayers of the people.